Today is November 8th, 2019. My name is Shannon Jones, and I am interviewing Jonathan Armstead at 2489 First Avenue, Huntington, West Virginia, for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to these well-crafted questions. Frank Sinenso's book, Ask More, has served as an inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of work-related. Jonathan, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed.
You're welcome. Happy to help.
How has your job/career affected your life?
For the better. I think you kind of grow up when you get a job in nursing. Especially, I've started in ICU. So you see a lot of things that you kind of hear about, but you don't really know until you see it. So just kind of matured me.
Has it affected your family's life in any way?
I guess time-wise, I'm more busy. Although nursing school kind of keeps you busy, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The money is nice. I'm able to support my family a little bit more. Definitely. Otherwise, though, no, I kind of leave work at work. You kind of have to turn it off.
Keep it separate.
Enjoy your time away. Mm-hmm.
What inspired you to choose your particular career?
The combination of I enjoyed science, and I like the idea of helping people. I've always kind of been a people person. I talk a lot. And that combined with it's a good job, it's something that you can support a family with, just drew me towards it.
How do you think your work has impacted your life?
Definitely maturity. You know, it just gives you a different perspective. You kind of see all these patients from different backgrounds, and you just learn to look at people, understand things differently. You begin to accept people differently. You also, it's hard to turn off. You'll always have like nursing in your head. You'll be sitting in like a grocery store and like checking out somebody's veins or just weird stuff like that.
Yep, it's always on your mind.
Yep.
How do you like your job? Do you think you want to continue doing it the rest of your life?
I love it. I am in ICU at Thomas Memorial in South Charleston, and I absolutely love it. Place I work at has a really good team atmosphere, which is great. We all help each other, and then really feel like you're making a difference when you save somebody's family member, or you, even if you end up making them like comfort care, you know, you end up making a difference to that family, even if you don't realize it. And I definitely want to do nursing for the rest of my life. I've thought about doing nurse prac. I actually think about going to school here in about a year for it. But definitely stay in the nursing field.
Would that be doing your, like, master's degree?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does it bother you as a nurse to see people in suffering?
Absolutely. You know, and some of it's inevitable. You can't always, like, take away people's pain. You have to realize it's a physiologic thing. But unnecessary suffering is something that we always, I mean, that's when you kind of have to spring into action as a nurse. And there's lines, it's can get blurry because, you know, sometimes it's just a medication keeping somebody alive, and you got to convince the family, you know, that it might be better to just make this family member comfortable instead of putting them through all this, or taking pain seriously and making sure that it's treated adequately. It's just, it gets blurry. That's why you kind of have to use your experience and your own morals that you've made to make the right decision.
would you recommend this kind of career to others?
Absolutely. It's fun. Like I said, you get to meet a lot of great people, a lot of crazy people, a lot of ridiculous families. It's just, you get a lot of experience. It's a good career.
What education was required for this career? And was it super hard? Like, was it worth it in the end to go through all of that?
I got my BSN at Marshall, so it's a 4-year degree, and it was miserably hard, but it was worth it. Afterwards, it's worth it. You won't think it during at all, but it is worth it. It's just a lot of long nights studying and panicking.
Do you actually use a lot of that information?
Care plans are ridiculous. Clinicals, I mean, half the time on clinicals, I was just sitting in my phone, hiding from our preceptor. But other than that, like, when we actually got to do stuff, it is interesting. So I learned a good bit. I will say, the first 6 months that I've worked, I learned more in this first 6 months of working than I did all of the nursing school. But it made a good foundation.
If you could go back, would you change, or would you choose the same or a different career path?
I'd probably choose the same. I really do like the field, and as horrible as it was to get through it, it is worth it now, because I really enjoy my job. I enjoy the people I get to work with. So I would do it. I would torture myself again.
It was worth it in the end.
It was worth it in the end.
Our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What's an example of critical thinking in your line of work or in your life? And be as specific as you want, if you have a story about maybe one of your patients or anything.
I don't know about a specific story. I mean, that's what nursing is. It's critical thinking.
Right.
It was somebody who was trying to teach us about the NCLEX. She was like, we don't get paid to do, like, physical labor. We get paid to think. That's what nurses do. We think. That's why we get paid higher than some people. It's just, we have to use our brains in the right moment to decide what's right. And so every day, it's that. I mean, whether it's deciding to, like, believe a patient or not, or whether it's looking at a vital sign, deciding if you need to do something, or it's just every day. That's what's kind of fun, though. It's almost like a puzzle.
It's always something new every day.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So I have one more final question. Is there anything that you'd like to add that I haven't asked already?
Are you going to Marshall?
Yes, right now.
Right now. Well, good luck. It is worth it. You're going to have some horrible nights, but they'll be good ones too, and you'll get through it. And trust me, it'll be worth it.
Well, thank you. That is the end of our interview.
Alrighty. Do you need me to sign that paper?
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and send that, and I don't know if you can do it on your phone, like if there's a way you can just, like,